Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, indeed. Back wow. where we started, back in January of 1992. Glad you're with us on this Monday. With Terry Bores, I'm Dan McNeil. We're here until 6. Same drill for tomorrow. Judd Zerat is going to join us tomorrow. Our original
the voice of the Bruins,
the voice of the Boston Bruins.
Gotta see how that went for him. I mean, he loved that something he wanted to do his entire life. I want to see if it's exactly all he thought it would be.
We'll ask him tomorrow. I don't have a time pinned down for Judley yet. He is moving today. He and his family are finding a home in Boston. Finally, I don't know if he lived in a YMCA last year with Murph or what. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute.
And on Wednesday's show.
That's the greatest sounder. That is it. That is it.
That's the essence of it.
That really is. That's the Burp Show right there.
Big clown pants. Leather vest.
Stomping up and singing in the shower.
Gotta get this thing down on vinyl.
I don't know why he doesn't like me. You're an idiot.
Wednesday, we're down the hall at the XRT Performance Studio. And we have room for some listeners. Are we going to give any away today? Shep, can I give away some in a little bit? All right, tell you what, stick with us. If you're a Heavy Fuel Crew fan, at the bottom of the hour, I'll give away some tickets for Wednesday's broadcast. Don't call if you don't want to go to the show.
Don't do that. We hate that.
Yeah, Terry used to yell at people, don't pick up the phone if you're not going to use the tickets.
Exactly right.
Yeah, couldn't give away tickets. Remember that Charlie Daniels concert we had? No one called. Nobody called for tickets.
Well, now you know what? Person. It's better than calling and not going. Even Charlie knows you're not there.
I don't remember. One of our regular callers. It wasn't Ron from the South Side or Rodney from Hyde Park, but one of our regular callers who was black. One of our buds, and not Jockich Mitch up in Delavan, Wisconsin, either, or Wild Bill who passed, or Cleveland Mike. But he said, if you get a chance to talk to Charlie Daniels, ask him what exactly the South is going to do again. One of my favorite lines of all time. And then he got to his sports point after that. This final hour of today's show is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Who is Javier Baez compared to great ball players of other eras? I got to thinking about this Saturday as I watched him single-handedly win a game with his base-running hustle. That was just an amazing. The steal second, goes to third on an overthrow, bobble in the outfield. Okay, you guys want to kick it around? I'll score, too. He's not Manny Ramirez, He's not Manny.
Manny's a pretty tall order.
I don't know who he is because we have to find a middle infielder. To whom we compare him.
Boy, not the stuff he does.
He's sitting here at the break leading the National League and runs batted in with 72. He's got 19 home runs. He's stolen 18 bases.
At a time when people don't steal bases.
Right. Yeah. When guys, it's no longer something that is valued.
No.
Although, as the Cubs are teaching us, you put pressure on the defense, you're going to make some outs on the bases. There's a price to be paid. But you also can win games by making the opponent make mistakes. And I don't know if there's...
See, that's personally the way I believe, but it's not what the numbers say. I believe that. I think that's exactly what you should do when you got guys like that. You should put as much pressure on the defense. But the numbers say, nope. Stealing's no good. Yeah. Forget about it. Forget that nonsense. But the swim move at the plate, the reason it's difficult for me to find a comp, because I've never seen anybody do that. I don't know who can do that.
I don't know of a guy who has that sort of tenacity on the bases who also hits for power. And it's a little bit more than a half a year. He hasn't hit 35 home runs in a season yet. But he's got some numbers that just, man, it's just staggering. Who would have thought coming into this year Javi Baez would lead the team in runs batted in? Smart money's on Rizzo, who's still driving in runs, despite not having a great year.
Not having a great year.
He's still got 60 of them.
Yeah.
You expect Bryant to be among the leaders. You don't expect Javi Baez to lead the team in home runs and in runs batted in.
And in excitement.
And he does it while being maybe your best defender. Albert Almora is in that conversation also.
Contreras is in the conversation.
Yes, yeah. Contreras is fabulous too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Took one off the knee.
Pretty
yesterday.
Good at a lot of stuff. Ooh, they're pretty good at a lot of stuff. Yeah, but the reason it's difficult is because I haven't seen anybody do that stuff. He does on those plays. I haven't seen anybody. I've seen a lot of guys who can run, who are daring, who dare you to throw him out, who do a lot of things. But now when you got him dead to rights, he's coming down the line. You got him. Then you don't have him. You don't have him.
Yeah.
He's got his arm. Wait, there's no arm there. Where's his arm? It's on the plate. Numb nuts. He's got you. Just pantsed you again. I mean, I mean, you wreck so quickly when you have the ball. You could, immediately go to the tag. He's not there.
Comparisons coming in. Ryan Sandberg. No. Ryan Sandberg ran the bases like he was scared to do so. Yeah. Don Zimmer, 2 weeks after he got fired, I convinced Zimmer to come on the radio with us. I wasn't doing the
interview.
Was he
naked?
I don't think. I was on the phone. He might have been.
He's what you call in the old country a red naked, like when he was chasing Bernie Lincecum that day. He was naked and red.
I don't know if you remember the Zimmer firing, but Kopic got Zimmer to just barbecue Ryan Sandberg. He's got a green light to go whenever he wants. He'd never run. I wanted him to hit third. I wanted him to hit. He didn't want to hit second. He wanted to hit third. Carlos Baerga. Baerga was not a base runner like that.
No.
Joe Morgan didn't run the bases like that either. We're getting that name a lot.
He had a lot of steals. Joe Morgan stole a lot of bases, as I recall. But
I remember it's the daring do of it, though.
In an era where it's more frowned upon than it is anything else. He will present himself at home plate. He will come down that line on your ass, and he will dare you to throw him out. And even if you do, you're not going to tag him.
Yeah, I know. The throw
got
beat
the
him.
Ball beat.
The
Absolutely.
Throw beat him. Yeah.
Both the throws had him beat.
I'm all for the catcher discarding the mask. I know that's something you don't see a lot of in professional baseball these days. Contreras is about half and half on that. He'll shed the mask half the time. I don't know what makes him change his mind on where to lose the mask, but the Baez play where he most recently stole home, I'm convinced the catcher did not get a very good look at the runner because he was still wearing the helmet.
Well, and the question is, when you're scouting a team, wouldn't you kind of be wary of him? Wouldn't you kind of think that, if this thing happens again, where he's coming down that line, particularly with a big run like this, wouldn't you think the catcher would be prepared for that? Like
you would think so.
Here he comes. I better get a good look at this.
Everybody pay attention. Yeah. Baez is on.
Here he comes. I got him now. I know what he's going to do. So you keep the mask on? Really? I think that I'm
Young Soriano. Look. That's not bad. Someone just texted Young Soriano. That's not bad. No, not Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent didn't run like that.
No, he did.
Jeff
not.
Kent did not run. Guy hits with power. You're right about that.
He could hit power. Yeah.
And again, I don't want to suggest that I think Javi Baez is the greatest power hitting second, but his numbers at the break, 12 games after the midway point, are amazing.
Yeah.
And they're way more than anybody would have expected, and he hits with power while being maybe the most exciting base runner in the game, maybe not the best base runner in the game, or maybe even on his team. Everybody's in love with the way Chris Bryant runs the bases. Baez is daring, he's electric, and he plays exciting defense. That whole team is fun to watch defensively, but Baez is a magician out there.
He's also one of the few leftovers, by the way, from the old regime, is he not?
I believe
Contreras so.
Contreras also left from the last one? Really?
Yeah, he's a Hendry guy too, yeah.
Jim Hendry.
Not much left, but pretty good what's left. I'll say that for Jim Hendry. We used to give Jim Hendry a little bit of this and that, but I mean, he wasn't always wrong. Well, a lot, but not always wrong. Yeah. I mean, now it seems like maybe it's just appearances that you're getting things right. But look how long it took for Baez to get to be where he is now. I mean, you waited and waited, and the impatience level of him doing the silly things and the things you go, come on, pay attention, would you, dude? It's not that hard. Pay attention. And now to this. Quite a transformation.
Yeah, no doubt. John is in Northbrook on the score with McNeil and Boers. Hello, John.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John.
I've got two of them. Mm-hmm. One I did see play was Jackie Robinson. And the one I did not see play was Ty Cobb.
Not every day where we get somebody who can speak intelligently about Jackie Robinson on the show. And you think Baez has Robinson-like skills?
I've never seen anybody tag like Baez. But Jackie Robinson hit for average, he hit for power, and he was a demon on the bases.
Yeah, I know that.
Most of the highlights of Jackie Robinson, and I never got the chance to see him play, too young, John, that's what he's doing. He's running like a madman.
He's running like a little league game.
Yeah.
He's going to run until you throw him out. And you can't, John, thank you for the call. Yeah, and you can't throw him out. Here's the problem. Even when you have him, you don't have him. Right. You don't have him.
Right.
You got him. I got him. I got him. You don't got him. You not once, okay. Twice? Yeah. And then, as you point out, the power numbers, it some guys, it speaks to patience and the fact that you could be patient with somebody because it's taken a long time. Taken a while for him to get to where he's at.
Yeah. No,
but it's
no
a pretty
doubt.
Damn good
and
place.
I've been frustrated with him for swinging at everything. I still get frustrated by that. And it's okay to lighten up on the swing, especially with two strikes. It's okay to use the opposite field. He occasionally practices those things. But as his power numbers continue to ascend, his want to watch them continue to grow continues.
Yes, he is not.
He likes that.
There's not many speeds there, but full. I mean, he doesn't guy crank it down a little bit. I got two strikes. I'm going to choke up a little bit, hit it to right field, do something.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's swinging from the heels.
Anthony Rizzo was more than content to take a half swing and punch the ball into left field a couple times yesterday and then got a sack fly. I think it plated the Cubs' third run of the game by going to left field. I love that. Baez doesn't seem all that interested in it.
Well,
I guess that's okay
because he's not.
And I think he would be that much better if he added that to his arsenal, but he's making a run for conversation about the most valuable player.
I think
you got to have him in the discussion right now.
There's no question. He is.
Because the two guys you were expecting to carry the Chicago National League Ball Club have underwhelmed. They've not been terrible, and one of them's been hurt for a good portion of the season.
And even though, again, as we said, that you're still have the best record in the National League, and your two best players, or at least acknowledged as your two best players, haven't, you know, Rizzo's RBIs are fine, but the rest of it not so good.
He hasn't
Chris Bryant, that's not Chris Bryant. I don't know who that is sometimes.
Right. But
not him.
He's 10 home runs, I think.
Yeah. And you've done this without. You know, you worry about the pitching, and you worry about this guy's bad, and he's hurt, and he's bad. I know that. But just look at where you are with your two guys who were the mainstays of your world championship team, two terrific young players.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done, you know, I mean, again, Rizzo's his RBI numbers are fine, but the rest of it, not so much. He's struggled a lot, and Bryant's been hurt and not himself. The power numbers are way down, and yet there they are.
Getting a lot of Roberto Alomar. Robbie didn't hit for that kind of power, though, did he? I don't remember him having 25, 30 home run seasons.
I don't think so. But he gets hit for some power.
I'll check.
He gets hit for some. Yeah, you made me put away my phone. I can't do it. I can't look at it.
This is my favorite text. Johnny Evers. Terry should remember him. And actually, everybody pronounces the name Evers, Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
Yeah.
It was Johnny Evers. I don't know how that got screwed up along the way, but for decades, people have yes, they've been pronouncing the name wrong.
Oh, I never
Johnny
think about him.
Evers.
How was he? I didn't like him when he played.
Did he run the bases well?
An idiot. He didn't have much. You know, he's just in the middle.
When he was challenging Frank Chance for the most, you know, Frank Chance still holds the Cubs record for stolen bases. He stole 67 bases in 1903. That still is the top mark in Cubs history.
You're allowed to talk about the 03 Cubs, though, don't you?
Wait a minute. Now, we're old. I agree. But holy crap. Now we're okay, should we go to the move to the 04 Cubs? What happened there?
Oh, no. That's the worst Cubs team ever.
That's going to stand because nobody's going to allow you to steal 67 bases anymore.
It won't happen again. Frank Chance is going to have that distinction for it. Doesn't help him much. But he's going to have that.
Oh, you think he's gone?
That's my suspicion.
Frank will live forever.
Yeah. That's my suspicion. Let's try Adam, who's with us in Griffith. Terry and I have done some shows in Griffith.
Yes, we have.
Bridges Scoreboard Lounge among the establishments. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
You.
Bridges. That's funny.
Why is that funny? It's a fine sports
stuff. I've been there a thousand times in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Their late perch is fabulous, by the way.
It is pretty good. Not bad. So hey, about Javi, you guys are funny. That's why we love Javi. Remember the other week we were there was a discussion about how he stole home with two outs.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, nobody cares. Javi isn't going to wait around to be a badass. He's just not. So like, that's what we love about him. But that's not why I called. I called to see if you guys thought that he was going to be able to hang with the big boys tonight, because he's as small as power hitter goes. And I wonder if he's going to be able to swing that hard all night.
I think he'll acquit himself fine.
That's actually
fine.
A legitimate question, because there's a lot of bat speed. He does swing hard.
Yes.
I don't know if he's in for the long haul.
Yeah. He's a strong guy.
He is.
He's not a small man. He's not a gigantic, strapping, hairy-chested thumper like the left fielder. That's something
Hi,
I took
Cracky.
Thank you. All
from
right.
The Boar's repertoire, one of a handful of things I've stolen over the years.
Like
hairy chested thumpers. And even though I took credit for it last week when B-Mac did his McNeil impersonation, I took Lidlifter from you. You were the one who got me started on Lidlifter. You kind of abandoned it for a few years, so I said, hell, if it's going to sit on a shelf, I'm going to keep it alive. The Bears and Packers in the Lidlifter on Sunday night, September 9th. And there's a little bit of Bears news, I guess, today. Roquan Smith is not in training camp, and there is no reason to believe that's going to change tomorrow. The rookies are starting to report already,
yeah.
And they don't have a contract for their number one pick, number 58, Roquan Smith out of Georgia.
They need him.
Yes, they do.
I don't pretend to be a football expert, and I don't pay much attention, but I think you need him. They love him. Everybody in the NFL loves him, by the way. That's why, no matter what happens, nobody can sit there and say, I told you. Nobody on that pick is going to sit there and say, I told you.
There were people who said he was the best player in the draft.
Yep.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post the job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. We'll check in with Lawrence Holmes in about 25, 30 minutes or so when we get our transition period. You know, we have three of them every day now here on the score.
There are three?
The morning show transition. Yes, Mully and Haley, they transition with the midday show.
Oh.
Bernstein and McKnight. And then our show, McNeil and Parkins. Danny's on vacation. And then another one with Lawrence. So it's transition city around here. I think we ought to work on some station imaging to promote that. Can't promote it enough. And we'll give away some tickets to our show on Wednesday in just a few minutes. McNeil and Boar is on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Javi being Javi, he is the magic man. You know, Chuck Swirsky grew up right down the street from the Wilson sisters of Hart.
No, I did not know that.
As much as I tried, I could not understand the magic man. Heartless. Living in the name of rock and roll. Heartless. Baby Lestrange from downtown. Kick it out. Let's go back to the
Part
phones.
Of the family now, isn't he?
Yes, worst is. I wasn't. DePaul wins. Hear that, Shep? I wasn't coming back until Jimmy DeCastro secured the Chicago Bulls for this radio station. There was no way I was making a return until that happened, Terry.
The new look Chicago Bulls.
Yes, they are. They do.
We'll be visiting with Fred Hoiberg before this
week
is over.
Fred Hoiberg is going to be on the show Wednesday. Oh, do we have a show Wednesday? Meantime, for right now, you have to settle for Dr. Dave, who's on the phone with us in Fort Lauderdale.
That's quite an intro. Hey, settle for this guy.
I punched that button before a few times and said, hello, Dr. Dave. Welcome to the Heavy Fuel crew.
Dan and Terry, boy, talk about memories in the past. You guys were the reason I started listening to sports radio and really just waste the last 25 years of my life. Thank you so much for all that.
You're welcome, Dave. Our pleasure to steer you in the wrong direction.
Well, he's in Fort Lauderdale. We're here.
That's very true.
All right. Well, we're kind of neighbors, right, Terry? Aren't you hanging out in Tampa with some of the other folks?
Yes, I'm hanging out in Tampa and just trying to stay in one piece, yes. But I don't have that Fort Lauderdale money. Like the doctors do.
You guys were talking about Javier Baez and how exciting he is, how you can't find a cop for him. And I would say that the reason you can't find a cop for him is he is a creation of instant replay. All those swim moves, all those close moves, before those instant replay, he's out every time. Because back then, it was if the ball beat you there, you were out.
I
think Dave's simplifying it a little bit.
They've been calling him safe, though. They haven't been calling him out, right? I mean, the play was protested the other day, but he'd called him out, had he not? Or safe, right? The home plate umpire that last time?
Yes,
he called him safe.
Called him safe.
He's absolutely right. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks,
Enjoy
Dave.
Fort Lauderdale.
Sure,
I love Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it's not exactly neighboring with Tampa.
No.
We're neighbors.
It's quite a drive.
Who is the Oak Park Lake Zurich neighborhood? Who was? Okay. What did we have? One of our producers, once upon a time, mixed two suburbs. He says, I live in the blank, blank neighborhood vicinity. And I'm like, hold on a second. I mean, like, he might have said Morris, which is way down off Route 80, way southwest, and Lake Zurich. They're not exactly.
No, not neighbors. Exactly kindred spirits. No, I get you.
All right. If you would like to attend our live broadcast Wednesday at the XRT Performance Studio, we're going to have food, lots of laughs, a couple in-studio guests along the way. Be caller 7 right now to our contest line, 312-591-6700. 312-591-6700, and you'll win a pair of tickets to attend our broadcast this coming Wednesday in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It's brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit reversedavid.com. I don't feel like we've come any closer to finding a really good comp for Javi Baez. And Roberto Alomar's high watermark home runs 24. He hit in the 20s three or four times. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not bad. I don't remember him being as electric on the bases, though.
He could feel the hell out of it too. He could do that.
Nick is on the south side with McNeil and Boris. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Awesome, McNeil. I just think it'd be kind of nice if he had Rhino there to defend himself. When you were quoting Zimmer saying he was afraid to run the bases, and you stated he ran the bases like he was afraid. And also, he thought about his place in the batting order. You're talking about one of the greatest second basemen that ever played the game in the Hall of Fame. Can't you get him there to defend himself?
I didn't feel the need to, as it came up in conversation.
Well, you're talking Nick. About the man. You so are I, talking about the man. If I was Rhino, I'd be knocking at your door. What are you talking about?
That would be just fine, Nick, if Rhino wants to knock on my door.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It would prove that you're a man. You just don't you don't have diarrhea of the mouth all the time. No, you talk. Take it easy.
That's Tanny. That's not me, Nick. He just played an Eric Kramer soundbite from many years.
When are you going to get him on, Dan?
You know what? For you, Nick, we'll try to get him on tomorrow.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll call.
Yeah. Oh, well, you don't have to call. No. You're good for the week. I'm just kidding. I love you. No, I mean, if we call everybody who gets criticized on sports radio, we'd be calling everybody in the world. Guys, take punches here. I don't think it would be the first time Sandberg's heard about those comments his manager made about him either. I'm sure he's heard about it before.
I'm sure he's heard. You bet he's heard about it. You can take that. Yeah, there's no doubt.
I don't think he cares. I don't think Rhino cares.
I would 100% agree with that.
You know, he he's much more interesting. He has been more interesting in his post-baseball life than
he
ever could have
life.
Dreamed of as a ball player. He was so shy. He wanted nothing to do with media attention. It bothered him. He handled it okay, but he sure didn't like doing it and wasn't very comfortable doing it.
No.
But
for a guy who wanted to eventually become a major league manager.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to – it's sort of like you can't have one without the other.
Oh, you got to talk to people if you're going to manage a baseball team.
Yeah, got to do it. You may not like it. And that I don't know what generation that would be. I mean, for a long time, a lot of them just did not like it. And probably many of them still don't like it, if truth be told. But that's one thing that Wright had to learn, is to deal with people.
Yeah. When you're the manager, you're dealing with more media than any position in sports. You've got to talk twice daily, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
162
take
games.
That back. In the case of Joe Madden, three times, because he has to do a pregame show for the flagship. That's us.
Not even including preseason stuff. How many times you as the manager have to sit there?
That's three times a day. Now, Madden's built perfectly for it because he likes the sound of his own voice. I mean, he'd be a wonderful radio host because he could just talk forever about nothing and think it was great. Kind of like we've been doing since 1:30 today.
That's one of our skills. Don't take that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think Madden, I sense that he likes it. That's a part of the job he embraces. If I'm wrong, he's a really good actor.
No, he does embrace it. He loves it. Loves it in Tampa. Loves it here.
There he is. Yeah, Come on in here.
Come on in here, George.
Don't you wait any longer. I invited him up the other day via Facebook because that's what I do. I see somebody, George posts on my Facebook post about the heavy fuel reunion. What about the pitching?
And turn the microphone on down there.
Yeah.
George,
offer. Grab one of those steel phallic things. And
you owe me a bottle of wine.
Do I owe you a bottle of wine? It's the one with the red light on.
Well,
this studio is just, it's, there he is. We're still not live.
I can't hear him.
The pot is down.
I can't hear
you. The light is on, but the pot is down, and we've got a lot of things going on.
Some pot in here.
We got some pot.
Are you there?
Can somebody get some pot in here?
George Hoffman,
oh, there's
good
plenty
to see
of pot.
You.
How are you, fellas? Nice to see you, Terry.
Good to see you,
Let me tell you something. I interviewed Terry back in January when we were promoting the book.
Mm-hmm.
Promoted, by the way, by my nephew Sam.
Yeah, indeed.
From Triumph Books.
Sam's a hell of a kid, yeah.
Like and we did about 20 minutes, and afterwards I said, you know, Terry, you should do this again. He sounded great. It looked great. He sounded great. I said, come back. He said, well, I might do this once a week. And you sound like you didn't miss a beat today. It's great.
That's not true. That's not true.
It is true. When Terry did my podcast last fall, he was terrific.
Yes.
And several people who commented on my podcast, the several people who heard it.
that's about all the comments you're going to get is several.
And I heard this about other shows Terry was doing while doing the book tour, that he sounded better than he had in years.
Yep.
And I just think what a little time away from Bernstein can cause.
Ooh, by the way, I have a piece of information for you.
Yeah.
The Dow. Gained 45 points today. Just so
you've been
to
a part of today's show a lot, you know.
I heard some of it,
Towering Line Drive.
Do you know the Towering Line Drive is May of 1994? That's a long time ago.
I would be willing to let it go, but Tanny just wouldn't let it go.
That's okay.
I would let
George
it go.
George, Doug, what I didn't remember, and I heard it today, was you digging your heels in. Yes, it was. I'm telling you, it was.
Funny thing is, I still get that all the time on Facebook and Twitter. They would see a home run, and people go, was it a towering line drive? That's really something that's been very enduring, and I do appreciate it. But anyhow, it's great to hear both of you again. This is terrific.
You know, it's funny because I told George this after the fact, but, you know, I conducted a lot of interviews for the book. You know, you kind of go on, you talk to a lot of different people. This guy here, for as long as I've known him forever now. I go all the way back to when he was irritating people in the press box. Not as much as Gleason, but irritating nonetheless.
Or less.
Did one of the best jobs. He really did. This guy right here, terrific job.
George was
He's
great.
He's so entertaining.
Terrific
You know
job.
That. And when I used to sit in that little tiny closet. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Naked.
Yeah. Naked.
And
wasn't room to be naked in that closet either.
No, I couldn't even take your pants
Not
off.
Not for you.
What?
And this guy would be on there. When he get on a roll, I couldn't talk. Seriously. I was
remember.
Laughing so much I could not talk. Yeah. And he kept going. He was like goading me. It's just a, you know. so swift with the lines and everything, and nothing has changed. You haven't missed a beat, and I think that that's absolutely fabulous.
I'm brain dead, really. I mean, really? I love practically.
Well, if that's the case, yeah. It's been about 30 years then, right?
Oh, at least. Are you kidding me? I mean, to do this job, it's the first thing they should ask you, are you brain dead? And you say yes, then you got the job.
You got the job,
you
right?
got the job, dude.
The dow!
The dow! No, George was a great part of the year. Because you know what? George took all the nonsense. Oh. I mean, because really, how many guys who take themselves so damn seriously want to take the crap George did? Think about that.
I don't think George ever asked me not to say anything
no,
or not to
did.
Tease him about
he
anything.
Never did.
Now,
never.
That can't
remember,
be said about everybody in the update
no,
position.
But it wasn't just the two of you. Remember, I had to deal with North and Jiggets.
Yeah, that's true.
I had to deal with...
Oh, that's exactly right.
Your favorite guy, Tom Scherer.
Tom Scherer in the
Hawaiian.
Morning. Hawaiian, my brother. Hello. How you doing?
River Shannon. It's a bar in Lincoln Park. And one day, I guess we were all there, and Terry is introducing himself to everybody who walks in. Hi, I'm Tom Scherer. All night long. I'll never forget it. I'm just sitting next to him, dying of laughter. Hi, I'm Tom Scherer.
They didn't know the difference in those days. I could have been Tom Scherer. I'm just not that good looking. I'm not that blessed. Patiently. He's Tom Scherer. My guy. Hawaiian. My
Hawaiian.
Brother. My brother.
George, good to see you. Thank you for popping
my
in.
My pleasure, guys.
Too,
I got to go to work tonight.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, go to work.
Yeah. Look, good night, look, too. Home run derby. That's about it.
Well, maybe. It's raining, isn't it, in Washington?
It was.
Which we had word.
Yeah, the tarp's off the field, so they'll probably get
there's
it.
A load off. We sure don't want to go.
All right, George, before you go, you got a comp for Javi Baez? Anybody in history we've been talking about? They're a
no,
comp for, not really, right?
No, it's really difficult. He's an extraordinarily exciting player. Well, how many guys in the game of baseball would you turn a television on to watch? Mike Trout plays on the West Coast, so you really don't watch that a lot. The guy wants you to watch baseball.
Yep.
He's it.
Yep.
Seriously.
Demands
he's
you watch baseball.
He's
yep.
daring, which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Doesn't give a crap. I'm going to steal a base. I'm going to do it. He's fabulous with the glove. Nobody tags like he does. He can swing and miss, but when he doesn't miss, see you later. So he's become a very valuable player, not just to the Cubs, but to the game. And the game needs players like that.
It does.
And he's humble, too. So that's really, it's great to see.
Whoops. There's somebody's phone again.
Oh, that ain't mine. I turned that.
That's Betsy. I better get out of here.
Yeah,
please.
You better
see
get out
you
of
later.
You better Danny's go. Out, yeah, get out of here before Danny deals out more marriage advice.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, there's so many.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Why do banks make banking so incredibly complicated? At Lakeside Bank, they make banking incredibly easy. No hoops to jump through. Their bankers have the experience and the authority to get things done fast. Whatever you need, join them. Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Lawrence Holmes is going to join us in a few minutes, and I have a few things we didn't have time to get to today, but the good news is 5 hours tomorrow
yeah,
and five
to,
more on Wednesday.
Yet.
Yes, we do. And these things will not be dated, okay?
Okay.
I promise.
Well, you got to say hi to George when he's walking
yeah,
out.
You
yeah,
know
I mean,
what?
George
you're just a fool. You're just missing out on all the best life has to offer if you don't invite the Colossus in.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's...
My
he's,
guy.
He's special. Take a short time out. Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Lawrence will be in a couple of minutes. Right now, it's time for your chance to win $1,000. It's
Whoa.
In cash on the score. This hour, keyword is tissue. Text tissue. Say that way.
Tissue. Yeah.
To 72881. By the end of the hour, you've got 14 minutes. That's tissue to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. And congrats to Clint Hickman at Elmhurst. He was the 7th caller. He will be coming to our live broadcast down the hall and around the corner this coming Wednesday. When?
Supposedly.
We
allegedly.
We will be visiting with Dan Patrick, Fred Hoiberg, and Dave Wanstead. Yeah, Wani's going to come in.
Now that's a trifecta.
Wani's going to join us in studio. I'm looking forward to that. Lawrence Holmes is here. Hi, Lawrence.
Wait, that's not how we do this.
My two favorite words in show business.
Ah,
Lon Holm has joined us.
That's now it's official.
That's how we do. Hello, Uncle Terry.
Lawrence, how are you, my friend? Now Lawrence has actually got somebody in here who's actually attractive with him. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's guest
Herb?
Week.
It's guest week.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I was going to say, I see Herb every night. Every night, well, I smile.
True. Herb is very attractive.
Yes, yes. His smiling countenance is something.
Yeah. All-Star Week is always guest week on my show. So, like, we like to just bring people in. So, tonight we got a full boat show, Uncle Terry, as
full
a matter
boat.
Of fact. And Sierra Santos is going to join me for hour one of the show. So, I love Tannehill.
He's so many.
He's so great. Now, Cody Westerlund's going to join me for the 7. Layla Rahimi's going to join me for the 8. And then, who else is coming in tonight? Like, it's Eric. Eric Edholm's going to come in tonight at 9. So, we got a full boat show, 4 great guests, and that's what we'll do over the next 3 days until the Cubs come back. But that's not important. That's not why you called. What the hell are you doing here?
Irresistible. Danny called me way back in like March or something, wasn't it? Maybe even before
it
that.
It took me about two, even though I wasn't right when we started because of the vocal cord thing, about 2 weeks of working
or other
with
reasons
Parksy.
You weren't right, but
yeah.
Yes.
And I said, when are you, just curious, when are you planning vacation? So I immediately called Terry. So I said, Terry, got to get you in. And I invited you to do a show, but I understand why it's All-Star Week and you've got your usual audience getting you in long form. But I wanted to invite you, and I wanted to invite Terry, and Terry graciously accepted 3 shows.
3 shows?
I have nothing else to do.
Now, I asked Mitch.
Believe me.
I asked Mitch.
Not
I said,
yet.
So is Terry coming in, or is he doing the shows from home?
No. It used to say in the old country, if somebody wants to tell me, my box is dead. What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You got the dead box?
Yeah, I do.
And Mitch said, yeah, we came in like the next day. Like after Terry retired, swooped in and turned everything off.
Yeah, they took my...
Don't want to get a bill for AT&T that we didn't need.
Yeah. They took my stuff. Now I'm dead. I have nothing. Just me.
How's the softball league? Did you talk to him about this?
Not yet.
It's an adventure.
Do you know that he's in a softball league with Dante Bichette?
I didn't know Dante
Bichette. Dante Bichette did not show up, and thank God.
He was one of the money guys on 1-2-3 on the Monster Show back in 1995. If you had a Dante Bichette.
I can see why he would show up, because it's a bunch of older guys who, many of them are playing on teams, all-star team. They're all from all over the place. And I could see, but he's a little too young. Probably the youngest guy is in like his 40s. And Lawrence, let me tell you, I'd never played in a game with aluminum bats. That's how old I am.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Okay.
I did, but chose not to. Didn't need one. But we're talking
he's
about
raw
you.
Power.
We're talking about
he's
you.
Raw power ticket. So... I didn't realize that what the ball would do when hit off an aluminum bat. It just does weird things like dip down and hit you in the head. And it kind of startles you, because I was listening to Dan Plesac before Lawrence talking about he had been 15 years since he'd thrown a ball, and he goes out to throw the first pitch and he's very nervous. And I'm thinking, okay, 15 years, your muscle memory has a tendency to disappear. Try 40 years.
Yeah.
Try 40. The last time I played a game was 1978.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. So how'd you do?
Jeez.
I started to hit toward the end. I'm still frightened of everything that remotely resembles a line drive.
Were you playing first base?
I play some first base, some right field, and then wherever they can. I catch once in a while, too, because my back is so bad. It's hard for me to stand up and keep going with things. But first base I'm more comfortable with, but that's where the old guys want to be.
Right.
Sure. That's the fastest they move when they say, who wants to play first? Go get it. And then you see all these old time. Oh, my arm.
No one's going, let me get shortstop.
No
one's saying, let me get third base.
So what is it, 50 and over? 60 and over?
There's a guy in there that's probably in his early 40s and one in his late 40s or early 50s who can hit the hell out of the ball. He's dangerous. That's a guy that hit me. And look, you have a hard time catching anyway. And then when the ball is dipping and doing the things it does off an aluminum bat,
yeah.
I'm like astounded. The ball hit me in the head and rolled to the fence.
Terry Canseco.
I know. And I not only that, but I was outrun by a guy with a prosthetic leg. He's faster than I am. So, and it's not the Blade Runner. It's an old guy from Green Bay, my buddy, Billy. Lawrence, it was an experience that I will relive. I will go back for more.
Really?
January. Yeah, I'll go back for more.
Oh,
in January,
that's
sure.
Great, Terry, because I was wondering, I thought maybe, you know, like you go out there and then
embarrass myself.
Hit a liner at you and be like, I'm going home. I've had enough of you idiots.
I found what you did, and it came up too late to help me because it already hit me. That when a ball is hit really hard, because some of these guys can really hit, especially a couple of younger guys, like I said, you just fall down. You're standing there and you see a ball hit and the guy just drops to the ground so it doesn't hit him anywhere.
That's funny.
Because I said to my neighbor, I said, Sam.
That's awesome.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that before the ball hit me in the damn head?
That's great.
You just duck.
You're out there trying to be an all-star. Oh. And meanwhile, these guys are just playing possum out there when there's a liner hit their way.
Oh, yeah. They fall. They just drop to the ground like they were shot. That's
like
exactly
that
what they do.
That you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we
that's
had fun.
Good.
Yeah,
that,
we had fun.
That encourages me because, you know, I'm now over 40, and I see these guys playing baseball. There's an adult league, like, right down the street from my house. And I'm like a kid on punishment whenever I go by. I'm just kind of staring, going, I could probably still do that if I really wanted to. And I'm like, someone asked me to play. Someone asked me to play, and then I'll play. But I've, like, donated all of my equipment. I have one catcher's mitt left. Like, that's it. I would not part with my actual catcher's mitt. But other than that, like, everything else is gone. My fielding mitts, my bats, like, all of it. And then last week, I did the feature with Ben over at Channel 9, and we went out to Homewood Bat, and they let me get in the cage. And I was like, that...
Were you stroking it?
Oh my goodness!
You were going.
That's why you ought to play. I got a couple in. I'm not gonna lie.
Sharpen
to you.
I'll be back.
I hit a couple of pumps. I hit a couple.
There you go.
And it was fun. And
gave
I was
you a taste of it, huh?
Just a little bit of a taste. And so you know,
prodigious clouts.
A little bit.
You took that too.
I stole that too.
You know, this guy right here, Daniel, could hit too. I know he could. He's told me before many times.
Big stroker.
Oh yeah, he could stroke.
The Caucasian Kirby Puckett in the 1970s.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
A compact build. There's not much to his swing. But three
correct.
Feet tall. There's not a lot of moving parts, but he could hit. Yeah,
you know what I find interesting about this recombination that's going on? I was thinking about it because I heard a little bit of transition, like a portion of the first segment, that there is a portion of the audience that's like, wait, these two guys used to do a show together? You know, a long time ago, if you really think about it.
Sure,
There's a kid that's probably listening to The Score now that wasn't listening in 92 because he wasn't born yet.
Look, I realized when I came back in March, Lawrence, there were probably guys who have jumped on board since when I left in 14 who had no effing clue. So try to address them from time to time, and I will again tomorrow.
And it's cool because now they get to, when they hear us telling stories about Terry Bors, now they're... I feel like you're, because at the end, you know, we all know what you were going through at the end. So it was probably for like the last year or so.
Yeah, it's tough.
And now, like, I heard it and it was like, it's full Bors. Like, it's full Terry Bors again.
Yeah, nobody wants
it.
And
people are getting a real taste of that.
Yeah, nobody really wants it, but.
We'll be listening tonight, Lawrence.
Yes,
lots of guests.
Yeah, and don't forget, starts out with a guest host. I mean, somebody who looks very talented, very good.
Yeah, so Sierra Santos is going to be in here impressed. With me. Wow, you brought back, what's it, Seismonic? Is that the name
Semisonic,
of it?
Semisonic.
Semisonic.
Yeah. And this is now where I say thank you, Terry, for being here today.
We'll do it again
post.
Yeah, I'm going to hit two posts
He's
here in a
the
second,
post.
If you'll let me. Thanking Len Casper, Danny Plesak, Matt Fishman, and George Offman.
I used to have this on a cart when I was his producer back in the day.
Today. Many thanks for letting us take you home on this Monday. Thanks to our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, the surgeon of sound, Mitch Rosen, our program director. We will try it again beginning at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes is standing by. He'll keep you company until 10. Have a great night. For Terry Bors, I'm Danny Mac. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.